She is one of the most sought-after political analysts in the nation, a university professor, and prolific writer. Her new book is called Florida's Minority Trailblazers. USF political science professor Dr. Susan McManus is our Florida Matters newsmaker this evening at 6:30. In this preview, McManus shares the stories of a couple of those trailblazers, including Ileana Ross-Leighton, who recently announced her retirement.
Ileana Ross started her political career in the Florida House. But a little bit of her background is very important to understand why she ended up in Congress. She was a child when she came from Cuba. Her parents left under the duress of the dictatorship there. She couldn't speak a word of English when she came here. Ended up watching television, American television. Many of the Hispanic trailblazers said that's how they learned English, was watching American television.
Right.
But ultimately, from the get-go, was all about education and about freedom. And obviously, she ran for the House, a redistricting thing. Her whole family was her campaign team. Her dad was her campaign manager. Her mother was her campaign volunteer coordinator. Ran on a shoestring, won, hit the House. And probably one of the more interesting things is she got married while she was in the legislature. So some people say there's good that comes out of the legislature.
That's right. She was Ileana Ross,
right,
and then Dexter Layton.
And right. And he ended up changing. She changed his political party.
Right.
Then she ran for an open seat in the Congress when Claude Pepper passed. Very, very competitive race.
Yeah.
Ended up winning and was called by Katie Couric from the Today Show to inform her the morning after the election that she was the first Hispanic woman elected to the Congress. And she says, oh, no, you must be mistaken. And Katie says, no, we have a pretty good research team. Trust me, you're the first.
All right. She also made news recently as one of the few Republicans in Congress to vote against the repeal and replace Obamacare bill.
She's always been a fairly moderate Republican when it comes to social and moral issues.
Mm-hmm. The first man of Chinese ancestry to be elected to the Florida House was Democrat Edmund J. Gong. Asians are also very underrepresented in state politics.
He was only one. There's a female, Mimi McAndrews, who was elected to the House. But Eddie, as they called him, Eddie Gong, a fascinating gentleman who took me through the history of his family, beginning with the dynasties way back. And he's of Chinese descent.
He has a great story. Yeah.
All the way to the present. And it was so moving, and talked about how his family opened up a little grocery store when laundry business wasn't doing well in the African-American part of Miami, when no one else would go in there to open up little corner stores. And that's how the family did well. But my most precious memory from this was I was not even home from Miami from the interview when I got a call from his wife, who used to be a reporter for the Miami Herald, who said, you know, if you wouldn't mind me being so bold and presumptuous, would you mind giving us a tape of your interview with Eddie? And I said, well, sure. She says, I just want you to know that he shared things about his family history that his own children don't know.
Wow.
And I can't tell you how good that made me feel, that I could help somebody. And that's one of the purposes of the book, is to share these kinds of stories with generations to come and people who are really interested in how Florida evolved to be one of the most diverse states in the entire country.
USF political science professor Dr. Susan McManus is the author of Florida's Minority Trailblazers. You can hear our complete conversation on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.